I've been on tour. I've travelled around the world. I left London many, many months ago. I travelled first to Indonesia. I don't know. Has anyone ever been there?
Yeah.
Yeah? What part?
Bali.
Bali. What do you reckon that?
Dirty.
It was dirty. What do you mean it was dirty? Like, you know, dirty. Really, like everyone in rubber and like skateboarding around on tiny little mice. Is that dirty? I don't know what happened there. I got a little bit of the dark side came in there. That's what I do on my days off. So what do you mean? So it was dirty. You didn't like it?
Yeah, it was like dirt rolling on the beach all the time.
Yeah, a lot of litter.
Yeah.
Open sewers. People offering you mushrooms and watches. I'm painting a very realistic picture here. Yeah, you see, what you've done there, you see, you've gone into the tourist area. Sorry, I don't want to Debbie down any there. Well done for going that far, but you see, Bali is an extraordinary place. There's one strip of utter shit, which is where you went, and that's where the litter is and all the filth and the dirt. And the guy's going, hey, mister, watch, you want watch, you want watch, you want woman, you know. So it is, it's a bit of a rough area. That area, Kuta, as I believe, is where you went. Am I wrong?
No.
Where'd you go?
Nusa
Dua. Yeah. Oh, man, you should have just gone to Florida. Well, you kind of missed out on the real Bali then. That's it, but that's fine. You know, most of Bali is sort of peasant workers working in rice terraces up in the north. That's where you should have gone, because you look like a kind of conscientious kind of traveller. You sound a bit disgusted by the place. That's a shame. It's a beautiful place. It's entirely Hindu. 100% Hindu. The rest of Indonesia is Muslim. So it's unique in Indonesia. And a beautiful place, very aesthetic place. And, of course, because of the Hinduism, they all drive like maniacs because of the reincarnation. Now, they have no fear, you know, because life repeats itself in an endless cycle. So I have lived a good life. And it was quite an experience. I found it very hard to fathom the finer points of reincarnation. I'm very analytical, so I want to know the exact notions of it. You know, I know the vague principles. You die, you come back as an animal, and you work your way back up through animal form, back to human form. But I'm curious as to know how long does that process actually take? You know, do you die and come back as a Russell's viper? And then you think, oh, I'm a viper, I can dig that. And then you come back as a Gaboon viper, and then a Pitts viper. And you think, wait a minute, I'm just working my way through the vipers here, aren't I? It's going to be 400 years before I get any legs. Or is it a very quick process? Snail, earwig, human. You know? You might even get your old job back. You walk in the office. Where have you been? Don't ask. All right? Don't want to know. I've been to Bali, actually.